Welcome to this podcast about SS Yukon and Sanuk Island in Alaska. The article is produced by Coast View, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. The steamship Yukon, bound from Good News Bay on the Kuskokwim River to Seattle in 1913, ran aground in fog and became a total loss on the northwest end of Sanuk Island on what is now called Yukon Reef, about 156 miles east, northeast of Dutch Harbor, and 48 miles south-southwest of King Cove, Alaska. Sanuk Island is about 13 miles long and 4 miles wide with 6,178 acres and is part of the Sanuk Islands Group, which represents the easternmost of the Aleutian Islands. Captain James Cook named the island halibut in 1778 after his crew caught over 100 Pacific halibut weighing 20 to 100 pounds. In 1802, Don Dionisio A. Galliano referred to it as Islas de Plias, meaning Islands of Flounders. The name Sanuk, derived from the Unangan Aleut language, was first published as Sanuk Island by Gavril A. Sarichev in 1826. It was shortened to Sanuk in 1919 when a post office was established at Sanuk Village on the north coast. The Sanuk Islands are a small archipelago off the southern tip of the Alaska Peninsula. Inhabited by the Unangan Aleut for nearly 7,000 years, the islands supported subsistence sea mammal hunting and fishing. The largest island, Sanuk Island, was rapidly industrialized. Its landscape and shallow offshore banks were used intensively. European settlement began with the sea otter fur trade, followed by Pacific cod and salmon fishing, fox farming, and cattle ranching, influenced by Russian, American, and Scandinavian settlers. Today, the Sanuk Corporation, a village corporation created after the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, owns Sanuk Island and is headquartered in the nearby Aleut village of Sand Point. The other islands, including Caton, Elma, and Long, are under the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's jurisdiction and are part of a designated wilderness area. Sanuk Island, uninhabited since about 1980, is now home to feral cattle, horses, birds, and sea mammals. The abandonment followed economic shifts when residents left for larger fishing centers like Sandpoint, False Pass, Nelson Lagoon, and King Cove. Sanuk Island is surrounded by reefs that pose a navigational hazard. The Pacific Alaska Navigation Company was an American passenger and freight shipping company operating between 1912 and 1916 on North America's west coast. It was formed as a holding company through the merger of the Alaska Pacific Steamship Company and the Alaska Coast Company. During its brief existence, its fleet became known as the Admiral Line because many ships were named after former U.S. Navy admirals. The company experienced at least two significant accidents. On June 11, 1913, the steamer SS Yukon ran aground on Sanuk Island's northwest coast. The revenue cutter Tahoma rescued three passengers and 42 crew members, transporting them to Dutch Harbor at Unalaska. A second accident occurred on August 26, 1914, when the SS Admiral Sampson was rammed by the SS Princess Victoria of the Canadian Pacific Line. In 1916, the Pacific Alaska Navigation Company merged with the Pacific Coast Steamship Company, forming the Pacific Steamship Company. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the west coast of North America at coastview.org.